Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We're continuing to work to get American hostages and all hostages released from the clutches of Hamas and the other groups. Two Americans have already been released, and we're hoping to get all of the hostages, all of the Americans out.
In exchange for the hostages, Hamas is releasing, correspondent MTS Tayeb reports, some jailed Palestinians will also be free.
We're likely to see 30 Palestinian prisoners released into the West Bank. Again, a mixture of women and children, some as young as 14 years old.
Secretary of State Blinken has arrived in Israel for negotiations to try to extend the truce. So far, international mediators say they believe they have made progress. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Premature deaths linked to coal-fired power plants are more common than once thought. That's according to new research out this week. Kieran Gallagher of Clean Wisconsin says stricter emission standards would lead to $50 million worth of broader health benefits in the state.
$50 million is a massive benefit for Wisconsinites to see in health benefits from good closed coal plants in our state.
Gallagher says Wisconsin regulations lag behind proposed new federal standards. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meetings laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, November 30th. The joint meeting of the North Central ITBEC Board and the North Central ITBEC Tourism Advisory Committee will take place at 10 a.m. at the North Central Technical College in Antigo. They will hear financial reports, project updates, and consider the 2024 North Central ITBEC budget, among other agenda items. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission public meeting will take place at 1 p.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Village of Port Edwards Finance and Human Resources Committee will meet at 4 p.m. at the Marshall Bueller Center. In Portage County, the Stevens Point Special Downtown Improvement District Board will meet at 9:30 a.m. at the Stevens Point Area Convention and Visitors Bureau Boardroom. The Portage County Healthcare Center Committee will meet at 5 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badgers losing their top running back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Braylon Allen was recruited out of Fond du Lac in Wisconsin as a linebacker, and after three seasons with the Badgers at running back, he's now declared himself ready for the NFL draft. Allen talked about the past year in Madison.
The amount of stuff that this team's been through, this group, just finding a way to stick together and come together, you know, in the big moments when we needed to. I think that says a lot about us, the culture that we have, and the brotherhood that we share in our locker room.
NFL, the Packers are shorthanded at tight end, with injuries to Josiah DeGora and Luke Musgrave, so they have signed Joel Wilson, a rookie tight end out of Central Michigan who had been with the Bills. NBA, the Bucks went at it back and forth against the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee got the win, 131-124. Giannis with 33, Damian Lillard had 32. Pat Connaughton went down hard in the first half, twisting his ankle. Adrian Griffin.
They're going to evaluate him in the morning. That's all I was told right now.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 24 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 39 tomorrow, lows around 18 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show as the Wisconsin Badgers continue with this challenging non-conference portion of the schedule. On tonight's program, we obviously will touch base with the head coach, recap the week that was and what lies ahead for the Badgers, including Saturday's matchup with Marquette. We'll chat with Charlie Wills, get his perspective on the Wisconsin-Marquette series through the years, and we'll also talk with a couple of the current players, specifically Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee, as we welcome in head coach Greg Gard. Well, this is before we talk about Monday night, let's kind of recap the Fort Myers trip, another one of those very challenging tournaments, and you know, four quality teams were there, and obviously you guys got through Virginia and SMU. It's nice to win these November things. You guys have made a habit out of this, which is it's a good habit to have. I know we talked about it on the pregame show, Greg, a really well-run tournament and obviously very well-attended once again by Badger fans.
Yeah, it was. There's no doubt, Matt, that I half-jokingly said, you know, the crowd there, half of them want to live in Fort Myers, the other half do. so it was to have great representation, and our fans were terrific. It was kind of like Kohl Center South. I know they enjoyed both games. Obviously, the first night played really well against a good Virginia team, and the second night with the comeback, you know, our fans really got into it as we came down the stretch there, and I think really enjoyed, you know, those atmospheres. You can be a lot closer to the floor, as you have seen, and I think our fans really enjoy that intimacy that they have with our players and being that close to the benches, and you can hear all the physicality on the floor and everything that goes in it. It's, you know, kind of like in a large high school gym, so to speak. So those atmospheres always, you know, add a little extra something to it when fans get to experience that.
It's interesting you say that, because I've heard that a lot from fans over the years, because look, it was 80 some degrees down there, and people could spend the day if they wanted to go to the beach, the pool, and have your umbrella drinks and all that. And then you get on, you know, get into the facility, and you see that, you know, the players, it's no joke. I mean, right. It is hotly contested, and they're always, I mean, you see that every day in practice and in the games, but that is a takeaway that seems to be pretty consistent through the
years. It is, yeah, and you take it, probably in my seat, I take it for granted for how big and strong and physical the game is, you know, because you're around it every day. But when I think fans and those that maybe don't see that every day, specifically if you watch us on TV or have a little further away seat here at the Kohl Center, when you see them up close, how big they are and how physical the game is, and when you really see the contact that takes place, and sometimes they end up in your lap, you know, as they crash into the stands and everything. So it's just, it gives a different perspective, I think, for fans that maybe don't see us up close all the time.
Knowing the Bennetts as long as we both have, it was part of me, I was really looking forward to seeing, you know, seeing Tony, seeing Brad Soderberg, you know, the matchup. And there was another part of me, even in my little corner of the world, like, I'm really glad that game's done now. You're much closer. Obviously, you worked with Tony.
Right.
Do you look at it in a similar way?
Yeah, you do. I mean, you dread it going into it, and you're glad it's over. I'm probably happier that we were able to play really well. That's a big part of it, you know. But again, once that ball goes up, I think you really become tone deaf to who's on the other side. You're just trying to find ways to help your team navigate through that 40 minutes. And we're fortunate that, you know, our team played really well. And, you know, Tony was extremely gracious afterwards. And, you know, I think just those games have always been good. You know, we've played them a lot in these MTEs over the years. And, you know, they could have been I told him before the game, I saw him at the hotel, that I look back at the film from 2018. I said, Tony, time hasn't done either one of us any favors here. I said, your hair has turned much whiter, and mine has been reduced in terms of the, so time and probably the positions we're both in takes its toll a little bit.
I do double takes now when I see Tony. He's looking more and more like his dad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
and the SMU game, to be able to, you know, to come off the deck the way your guys did, you know, the three-point shot wasn't falling until it was. Some timely shots from, obviously, Max and then Chucky with the step-back three, but the ability to get the ball inside, that's really been a plus here.
It has. Lately. You know, I think our, you know, since the Providence game, I think our fours and fives, specifically Tyler and Steve, have really stepped up and taken ownership of the paint. And they both have played really well since then. You know, and I think that was a key for us to be able to stay within, you know, striking distance on Wednesday night with SMU, was when we couldn't make threes. We were still able to get to the free throw line, and defensively we were able to, after the little barrage in the first half of threes and not wrapping up the first half like we should have with the last, you know, possession of the game, that half, but defensively and then getting to the foul line and being in the bonus quickly both halves, definitely, like I said, kept us within striking distance until we finally were able to get the ball to go in.
One other note from those who are in attendance, it's always fun to see some of the former players there. Tom Alasky was there. Jay Shell was there. Billy Douglas, whose daughter Holly is going to be coming back soon with the women's team. But it always strikes me, and I've mentioned this probably every year, but it's worth repeating, how invested those guys who played 20, 30 years ago, how much they care how this team this year is
right.
doing.
It's pretty cool. It is really cool. And just not only those guys, that they seem to be on the frequent travel club.
They are.
They are definitely enjoying all the destinations we go to, but others throughout, before and after those guys, that cohort that played together. But it's great to see the support, whether they're there in person or the text messages and phone calls we get from alums across the country. There is definitely a vested interest, and I know they really enjoyed that team, that time in Florida, and you know, enjoyed watching this team grow and go through it, because they live that life too. You know, they were once there, so I think they understand. They have a great understanding of what our players go through, and how they have to go through the ups and downs, and knowing that they need to be supportive when there's a bump in the road, as well as being on the bandwagon when things are going well. So that's the neat part about having former players. They understand around the program. They understand what the current guys are going through.
Yeah, all those former players, but especially someone, you know, Billy, with, I mentioned Hallie on the women's team, Jay Shell's daughter, Maddie, was
right,
a manager
for us.
Yeah. for during her time, and the list of guys can go on and on, but it's fun to see all those guys here. And then Monday night against Western Illinois, knowing that, you know, what lies ahead with Marquette, Michigan State, and Arizona, Western Illinois, they, to their credit, they threw a pretty good punch there to start the second half, but your guys were able to fight
through
that. They
did. Yeah, I didn't think we started the second half as energetic as we needed to, and that's a credit to Western. They, you know, a lot of switching, matchup, whatever you want to call it, just created some hesitation on our part at the start of that second half, and even some in the first half, took us a little bit to figure it out. But once we did, I thought the numbers bear it out in terms of points per possession that we really evaluate. Bared out much better than how I felt after the game or how I felt during the game, because it was just such a choppy, didn't feel like we could get a flow, any rhythm, and hence then it makes look like we're not producing or defending like we could, and the numbers actually told me a different story, that we actually did some good things, and the film was better telling too than maybe, which is always why I try to bite my tongue until I really watch the film and see the numbers, because sometimes you know, the first live look at it isn't real. But I think there was times where we lost some patience offensively, and then a credit to them, they, you know, knocked in some shots and we made some defensive mistakes, but also a credit to our guys for bouncing back and grabbing back hold of the game and running it back up to 25 plus points.
How often would you say that happens, where the live look shows you one thing and then you either look at the points per possession, you look back at the tape after the game, and you see something that's quite a bit different.
Yeah, I would have, you know, this one probably is as right as close to the top of the list, because there was probably no way I would have said we held them under a point per possession. We were actually at 0.89 in the last basket of the game, put them over one for that half. And then I would have never probably said we were at 1 point, almost 1.3. It didn't feel mm-hmm. like that. So you, sometimes you can't always judge, maybe I guess, a book by its cover of how mm-hmm. a game feels. Yeah. You have to really dig a little deeper and analyze that. But by and large, usually defensively, I have a pretty good feel for watching it live. I can kind of see where the miscues were. But like I said, I've learned too over the years, albeit the advice of Coach Dick Bennett, he reminded me, don't say too much after a game because you might find yourself speaking in air of what you really see on the film. So I've taken that advice to heart.
Dick used to say that all the time. He's like, I apologize to Vershaw today. He was better than I thought. I mean, over and over again. I'm just, or could be Mark, could have been Kowski, could have been whoever. We'll take a break as the Badgers get ready for Marquette at 11:30 tip off at the Kohl Center on Saturday. Again, a bit later, we'll hear from Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee. More with Coach Gard coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Coach Fickle here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook. Find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
It'll be the Badgers and Marquette on Saturday at the Kohl Center. Our coverage will start at 10:30, tip time 11:30 for the Badgers and the Golden Eagles. We'll get to that game in a minute. I'm just going to pick a couple of names out of here for where what's happened here recently. Steven Crowell, another double-double. He's had a couple of them already this season. The one thing, and you talked about it, a couple times already this year, Greg, his ability to pass out of double teams. And that was something as a true freshman.
Yeah.
If he's on the scouts, that was something that was pretty easy to notice, wasn't it? Because he's not a panic kind of guy.
No, and then, which is rare for a bigger guy when they see pressure, double teams. They're not quite accustomed to handling it. But we saw that as a freshman, specifically as we were prepping that year for North Carolina in the NCAA tournament in the COVID cardboard cutout year. Then we won't go farther than that. But yeah, I just saw it, seeing how he handled double teams. He was playing on the scout team, and we were trying to trap the post, and he probably made me doubt whether we could do it to North Carolina. But we did it much better to North Carolina than we did it to Stephen Crowell in practice. So that gave me a good look of just how his feel for the game and his calmness amongst when the pressure does come.
Tyler Wahl, the MVP of the Fort Myers tip-off, coming off a 12-point performance and just five shots to get there on Monday against Western Illinois. Are you seeing, last year he was hurt most of the year, so you know, got to be fair with him, but are you seeing a guy who's kind of like maybe exhaling a little bit more, at least
to
this point of the year?
Yeah, I think we've, you know, been able to kind of adjust a little bit how he's getting his shots, the type of shots he's taking, put him in more attack mode and show him the difference in the efficiency that he plays with when he does, versus maybe playing as much isolation ball with his back to the basket. So you just look at his numbers of how efficient he's been. You know, he's putting up good numbers in a minimal amount of shots, and I think becoming more comfortable at the free throw line. Both him and Steve had rebounded well. I think Steve's numbers, he's got almost as many offensive rebounds as he does defensive, which when you have that ratio, that tells me that you're pretty active on the glass. So like I said, you know, post-Providence game, I thought those two have really stepped up their play.
Another guy that, you know, Max Klesman had 3 points. He just took the three shots the other night. But another zero turnover game. I mean, when he's on the floor, the whole ball security thing really ramps up, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, he's definitely very, very secure with the ball, very trustworthy with it. And, you know, he's getting a lot of the better defensive assignments in terms of the other team's primary scorers. I thought he did a really good job on McNeely for Virginia. And once we got settled in, did a better job on the guards from SMU. So, you know, typically he's going to, you know, be one of those primary ball handlers. But understanding the defensive assignment and the leadership and the toughness that he brings to the floor really is probably his role primarily. And when he can add offense, that obviously helps us as well.
Yeah, and certainly he has demonstrated an ability to do that. Is that, you mentioned, like I've heard coaches say this forever, you can't, you know, scoring is great, but there are so many other ways to help a team. I'm wondering if that's one of the hardest things to stress, because all of these guys were probably big-time scorers in high school, saying, look, if you get 20 for us, great, but maybe some nights if it's 4 or 5 and you do all these other things?
Yeah, because those other things all add up to winning. You know, and I think we'll find ways to score. You know, it's those other little things that can contribute to winning, whatever it may be. I mean, they don't have all those things on the stat sheet. So whether it's just the voice on the floor is one thing that can contribute. Taking charges, diving on the floor, hustle plays, you know, the winning the 50-50 battles, just getting defensive stops. You know, and those things of any way you can contribute. And I think that's why, you know, this team has found or is finding its kind of its identity, and because guys are finding their roles and understanding what their roles are. And in large part, it's been a different guy each night, you know, and that's the luxury of having a team with some depth. I think our bench has really helped us and given us a boost. And then there's times when the starters have, you know, maybe at the end of games have really slammed the door shut, as we've seen, you know, with Chucky's performance against SMU. So that's the sign of a good team, of having contributions come from all different directions.
You mentioned the bench. John Blatt, be remiss if I didn't bring John Blackwell up again, be what he did in Fort Myers, 10-9 in the game against SMU. Mentioned before the game that you recruited him for a reason. You thought he could help. But he is a little ahead of pace.
He is,
right now.
I think, probably in both sides of the ball. You know, defensively, I thought he, just his acumen and understanding of the game and awareness, that he could pick things up really quickly defensively. But I think even offensively, he's ahead of where maybe any of our staff would have predicted. And you know, he's played well and was Big Ten Freshman of the Week, I guess, this week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but still learning some things. You know, as well as he played in Fort Myers, found a lot of things Monday night where he got spun around a few times and fouled a jump shooter once. So things that, you know, that will always keep Coach Garden reminding him of where he needs to get better.
Sports will keep you humble, right?
Yeah, they will. Yeah, it just does. If you haven't been humbled, it's coming right around the corner.
You got Marquette coming in on Saturday. These are two programs in this era of players leaving and all that. Credit to both you guys with the Badgers and Marquette, because their roster retention was outstanding. I mean, most of these guys who are going to be running out there, you squared off with all those guys last year, too.
Yeah, right? I think, you know, we've talked about that several times. Retention in today's world is, you know, for at least for us, I don't know, for Coach Smart's perspective, I would assume that, you know, he's the same philosophy of trying to really recruit and develop and have guys grow through your program. And that's a testament to the type of young men, you know, we have here and they have at Marquette, that they are invested in the program and unselfish from a standpoint of not worried about their own personal gains, that it's about the team and how they can have a successful year. And they had a really good year last year, you know, and are teeing up to have another really good one this year. So that's, you know, we got a group that like they have that's come through there a little bit, and now are a little, you know, senior led with Tyler Kolick and other players that have grown and gotten better. You know, I think that's the challenge in today's college environment, regardless of sport, is can you, you know, maintain some consistency in your roster and not have a revolving door all the time.
One of those guys that seems like he's made a jump, and he was pretty good last year anyway, is Oso Iguodaro. You see, he's very athletic, but you're seeing a better version of him this year?
I think he's you know, one of their primary go-tos. Actually, Cam Jones is leading him in scoring. He's really probably just on tape looks to have taken maybe the biggest jump of all the returners. You know, they're deep. They play a lot of guys like we do, get contributions from different guys, different nights. You know, the scoring is dispersed throughout, you know, four, five, six guys. So, you know, it'll be a huge challenge for us on Saturday morning.
You always talk about avoiding the pick sixes. I think Marquette
embrace
getting those pick sixes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key. I mean, I think anytime you can take care of the ball. I mean, we talk about defend, rebound, and take care of the ball. And really, if you do those things, and defensively for us, we've got to keep them out of the paint because they're scoring a lot in the paint like we have, albeit differently. Probably more driving than you know, we post guys probably a little bit more intentionally, but they still are scoring at the rim, and we got to try to keep guys in front of us. And then I talk about, you know, not turning the ball over. You know, that's regardless of, wouldn't matter who we were playing, you know, to be able to take care of the ball, because as you play really good competition, there's not going to be a lot of mulligans. You're not going to get a lot of do-overs on possessions. So you have to value it each time you have it.
This is last year's game was a classic, and it was a terrific game. Going into overtime, you guys find a way as, you know, Max Klesman gets a game-winning bucket. There are a lot of other components that went into that game. It's obviously it's a big game. Fans love it. Players love it. They're worried about the Big East. You guys are going into the Big Ten here next Tuesday.
Right.
But it's still one of those, we say it every year, it's good for basketball in the state.
Oh,
They're good. This is good for Wisconsin.
This is going to be front and center. You know, the state of Wisconsin is front and center nationally for that window of time, you know, on late Saturday morning. So it's good for our game. It's good for helping the future generations coming up that they're watching these two programs and, you know, the spotlight that they have, because we both, you know, have household names that people recognize. So I think anytime when you have two programs that are good and willing to play each other, that's the other thing. You look at some other states, and unless they're in the same conference, they duck each other. And I think it's a credit to both of our programs that we consistently, you know, regardless of, you know, drama that comes with it and everything. I know, I'm sure Shaka's sentiments are similar as mine. Is like, okay, yeah, it's great for the day and it's great, but we've obviously got bigger things too that are coming down the road. But it's really good for our game and good for the state of Wisconsin.
All right, and next chapter coming up on Saturday, 11:30 tip at the Kohl Center, the Badgers and Marquette. We'll take a break. Coming up, conversations with Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and LDirectorsCup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show, in a few minutes we'll check in with Charlie Wills and get his perspective on the Wisconsin-Marquette rivalry. But right now we'll visit with a couple of the current players, beginning with Carter Gilmore. He was held out of Monday's game against Western Illinois, a lower body injury. They decided to play it safe and keep him off the floor on Monday night. But he was a factor in helping the Badgers win the Fort Myers tip-off, and he's been a factor this season. Plays about 12 minutes a game, defensive presence. Had that tip dunk that got everybody excited in the game against Virginia last week. But again, the Fort Myers trip was further evidence of what's existed really for years with this Wisconsin program, a team that is able to gel on the floor and off.
I think that's one of the things we've kind of known as a strength of our team, just our togetherness on and off the court. And I think it kind of started this summer of having some free time and being around each other a lot. But like you said, going down to Florida, you could just kind of tell. You got the other teams at the hotel, and they all kind of hang out with one or two guys. But our team, you could see us hanging out with groups of seven or eight, and all of us are best friends. And like I've said it many times, that these are the best friends I've ever had, and a lot of them say the same stuff. So we're very blessed, and it helps us bring us closer, and that's a strength that we can take with us on the court, of just how together we are. And especially nowadays with the transfer portal and all that stuff, it's easy to have guys go their own way or get off track. But when you guys all are friends and hold each other accountable, it makes it a lot easier.
Speaking of that, is it important? I guess the answer would be yes to this, but take us through what you guys, when you, you know, guys like AJ come in, Max Kamari last year. I mean, there's the freshmen, but there are guys in the portal. It seems like you guys make the extra effort to just get them into the loop right away.
Yeah, I think one thing is, like, our coaches do a great job of recruiting guys who fit our system, and we don't change. We are who we are, and I think the guys that transfer in, that's a credit to them of just kind of figuring out how they fit in. The guys that have, of Max and AJ and all of them, have came in with we've welcomed them with open arms, and they kind of found their role in it, whether it took them some more time than others, but you can see them just kind of break out of their shell. AJ, you can start seeing him break out of his shell and laugh a little more and be a little bit more of himself. And Klaus, he broke in pretty early, just kind of being from Wisconsin and having some similar past. But, I mean, yeah, like, again, it comes back to our coaches of just recruiting good players and people who come from good families and all that stuff, too. The coaches do an amazing job of that.
Right, let's get into part of your action down there. How much did your phone blow up? Did you find out after the game on the tip dunk?
Yeah, well, it was cool. I had like 20 family members and friends down there, so a lot of them don't get to see all the games and stuff. So just to have that moment with my family and stuff all at the game was definitely a special moment. And then, yeah, my phone with all the family and friends you don't even know you had reach out to you and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was definitely an awesome moment and probably personally my favorite moment as a Badger for sure, especially with a couple of my teammates on the other team as well. So sure. That was a memory I'll cherish for a long time.
Well, the one thing that's really easy to notice, Carter, through the years is when you have events like this, if it's, you know, wherever it might be, if it's Hawaii or Vegas or certainly you guys in the Bahamas, the number of Wisconsin fans there. I mean, a couple of the other schools traveled pretty well, but it doesn't seem like it matches up quite like Badger fans. You guys are locked in. You got your assignments and all that, but do you feel that? You know, all the you got your family there, as you mentioned, but all the Cardinal and White.
Oh, I think that's something we all talked about as a team, especially before the game, too, of just like, this got to mean a little something extra. This isn't only for us going out there and playing. This is for all of Wisconsin, and it means a lot that you have all those fans there, and I think we all kind of talked about that might have been the coolest experience we've ever played in, just because, you know, the court, the stadium wasn't that big. So you get kind of like that real sense of a little more personable in there. And we all kind of talked about how it was the first time where you could really do something and lift up the crowd. And immediately the crowd was up on their feet cheering and chanting like that. And, I mean, especially in the SMU game, that was big. Just to give us that extra energy and that extra boost, it really does help. And that's why you come to Wisconsin. You know you have that backing, and it's been everywhere. We've went, like you said, Bahamas, Fort Myers. It doesn't matter where you are. We'll sometimes play at Northwestern, and that'll be more Badger fans than Northwestern fans. And that's when you have all that support, you can do a lot of great things.
It would be easy, like in a game against SMU, where the shot isn't falling for the guys. You know, it's one for whatever from three, and then all of a sudden the lid came off. But it'd be easy to get frustrated. But it seemed like you guys fought through all of that. You got some guys who've been around here a little bit, but you take us through that, because you guys, there was no panic. You know, you down 10, 11 points, but you just kind of stuck to the plan a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's something that's came along with maturity and growing up and having guys that have been here for 4 or 5 years now. Last year, I think we had some older guys, but a lot were transfers and a lot were first time playing. And it wasn't easy to see that, because on paper you saw juniors and seniors for the most part that played. But now that we've all had that year of experience together, and now we're going in with the second year, and we've really have focused a good part of our training on our mindset and whether things are going to go wrong in a game, and to not get flustered, to not listen to the outside noise, and to just stay present and stay focused with your team. And that's one thing I think we've all as a team realized. We were super close off the court, and when we were on the court, it would kind of get broken up by if something didn't go well and some. But that's just something our bond has grown so close that it is carried to on the court. And like you said, that was something we struggled with last year. It'd come down in a close game and a thing or two wouldn't go our way. We'd kind of shell up and play timid and scared. And this year, that was the opposite. We had Chucky break out of his shell. We had AJ and all guys that made big plays down the stretch. And we're going to continue to need those guys. And it can be a different guy every night with this team. You never know. Tyler, Steve, anyone can have those breakout plays, and we're blessed to have that team for sure.
That's Badgers junior Carter Gilmore. We shift our attention to another junior, Kamari McGee, his second year in the Badgers program. And he's a guy who comes off the bench and is a spark on the defensive end of the floor. He can get a bucket for you now and then, make a pressure free throw. Greg Gard always talks about telling his guys stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Kamari McGee lives that philosophy. So we begin the conversation by asking him how he, in fact, stays ready for every game.
It all starts with the warm-ups, honestly. I make sure that I'm just taking the warm-up serious so I can get loose enough. Like, I make sure when I get here earlier than the game, I come in and shoot before we even start our team warm-ups, just to make sure, like, I like to break a sweat so I can be loose and have that energy flowing already, so I'm not just waiting to try to catch that when I get in the game, because I don't know how long. I never know how long I'm going to be in, so I'd rather be warm right away, like have at least some juices flowing early before I actually touch the court. So it all starts early in the warm-up.
And you seem comfortable in the role, right? I mean, everybody has different roles. What you do is really important, but you are totally dialed into this.
Oh, for sure, because, you know, it took some time to accept the role, you know, coming from where I came from, it having a different role. So just changing that role, it took some time not necessarily to actually change the role, but to adjust to it, to actually, like, thrive in it. So now I feel like now that I know my solid role, I'm embracing it, and I'm just thriving in it and working every day.
And you know, you probably feel it when you make a play on the defensive end. I remember talking to you before you played your first game here, how much you embraced defense, and you did it at St. Cat's. It's obviously a big play for you, but you can probably sense that, what it means to your team, if you're forcing a turnover, getting a stop, doing those things on the defensive end.
Yeah, I feel the energy, and I love it. Like, I love when I come in and my guys and my teammates are like, we can feel the spark. Like, we need that energy. I love it when they say that, and I just feed off of it, because I know defense is going to win you games. Like, I tell the guys, like, we can score in bunches. We can score a lot, but we're going to have to defend at some point, because we can't keep going back and forth for all the team. So I just, like, I can feel the energy. I love the spark, and I just love lifting my teammates up on the defensive end.
Next question. You kind of answered it in part a moment ago, but I'll ask you the same thing I asked Max. Second year around here, you just, everything, just rolling the floor, but the environment, the campus, all that. Tell us how different you feel now compared to when you first enrolled here a year ago.
So when I first came, you know, I was just a new face, so I was still trying to get used to things, still getting comfortable, you know, with the fans, the environment. But now that I'm a second-year guy here now, it feels better. I feel more comfortable. Not saying that I didn't feel comfortable last year, but I feel even more like it's home, because I've been here. I got a year under my belt. I know what's going on around the town and on the court. So it's just, I'm happy to be here for a second year.
Yeah, the depth on this team is something that fans of everybody has noticed. I mean, you just have more of it, right? Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of options, and that makes, I'm sure, practices, I mean, they're always competitive, but I would imagine is maybe more than ever this year. Is that true?
Yeah, for sure. The practices have been way more competitive than they were last year. Not saying that last year wasn't competitive, but, you know, it's a little more edge to it, because a lot of the positions are evened out now. So, like, having that depth really is really helping us this year, you know, because we can get many different looks, many different sizes. So that's definitely a big key to the year.
Talked a lot about the schedule, and you guys have already had a lot of spotlight games. There's obviously more coming. From your perspective, just tell us how much you and your teammates enjoy having games like that on your schedule.
Oh, we love the games like that. We love the competition, because that's the only way to get better. You know, playing against top competition and seeing, like, going out there at war with your guys, that's what everybody lives for growing up. You live for those big games, those televised games where your people can come watch you against other top competition around the nation. So the guys, we love it. We work for it. So we really enjoy every moment of it.
Final question. We always hear people say you learn about yourself when you play any game, but particularly, you know, the Tennessees, Virginias, and all that. What, from your seat, what have you learned about this team here for these first handful of games?
I learned that we can fight with anybody. We can go toe-to-toe with anybody. And it's never really, it's always us. Like, it's always what can we do better. It's never much like, the focus isn't really on what the other team's jersey says. It's really how good can we be each game, day in and day out, no matter who we're playing. So that's like a big key to our success. It's just not reading that jersey, just going out there and playing everybody like it's our last game.
That's Badgers junior guard Kamari McGee. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll talk with Charlie Wills on the Badgers Golden Eagles rivalry as the Greg Guard Show continues on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show, joined now by Charlie Wills. I guess we could call this Rivalry Week or Rivalry Days. Got to be really careful with that word. You can't say it too fast. Marquette coming in, and then obviously the Big Ten season starts, oh, by the way, next week against Michigan State. Then a road trip out to Tucson to take on Arizona. But Charlie, from Angola, Indiana, when you came here to Madison, I'm sure you heard a lot about the Wisconsin-Marquette series, but take us through how you learned about this program and what it was like the first time you and your teammates with Wisconsin played Marquette.
I do remember because I was deeply not ready for the matchup. I'd heard about it when I think preparing an out-of-state guy, maybe they need to say this to Connor, is – it's like Purdue, Indiana. Like, there's going to be blood, right? Like, that's the kind of matchup and the mindset that I think comes with playing a game like that. And then once you learn what that's like, your trigger comes on. You're ready to play. You're ready to throw down. Because it's not just in-state rivalry. It's also who's going to be the dominant program, right? There's that mark that Wisconsin's had for 20 years, and I know Marquette's making a run at it right now. Like, there's a lot on the line right now.
Yeah, it's always interesting because Marquette is, you know, with aspirations of winning really, really big. Wisconsin's had years, you know, multiple years like that. But it's a fun, I know Bo used to always talk about it this way, and I think Dick Bennett as well. It promotes basketball in the state. And if both teams are really good, all the better. And there have been a lot of matchups where that's been the case, where Marquette's had top 25 teams, obviously Wisconsin. Now, in the moment, you want your team to jolly stomp the other, and you want, but for the really for the good of the game in the state, it's really good when both programs are riding high.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with those statements. I always felt like it was better basketball. It made for not only just a better game, but just it elevates the state, right? How many kids then are probably a butterfly effect of that 5, 10, 15 years later, right? And look at all the kids that are coming from the state now and continue to play. So I feel like it does have a lot to it. I just don't, you can't even put a, I can't even find words to describe it because I can still feel it, right? I'm just talking about playing Marquette. I get all juiced up, ready to play and get all dirty, but it's such a fun game. I'm really excited for these guys to play Marquette. Marquette's just got all those little pieces figured out much earlier and quicker than Wisconsin did, but they also built from a much different place. So I'm ready for that kind of mid or late mid preseason schedule for them to get into this kind of contest.
And then after that, the Big Ten starts. You have the one game. This is something that was, you know, dropped in a few years ago where, you know, you sometimes play two Big Ten games. This is the one, and then they'll go back out of conference. But it counts, right, out of the 20-game Big Ten season against a Michigan State team that we know the record isn't great right now, but they've gone through their own gauntlet. And if you're going to assume anything, I think, of the Big Ten, you just assume that Michigan State is going to figure it out. You hope it takes a little while. But there's just so many veteran players, productive veteran players, that it seems to be a matter of time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really is a matter of time, and you cannot sleep on a Michigan State ever. I mean, a Coach Izzo team, like you said, they've got depth. They've got a little bit more senior-focused juniors and seniors that have court time. It's not just juniors and seniors who are just getting their first look. So I think you cannot think that this is going to be probably the most difficult stretch of the entire season, right? You're going to have spurts through the Big Ten, but playing these three games in a 10-day window, I mean, holy cow, this is kind of the stuff that you hope to do, but also if you can come out of here 2 out of 3, that's a big story coming into the end of the season when there's talks of how to get in the NCAA tournament. Those are really big wins.
Yeah, I always think I've told people this week that this series of games, it almost reminds me of Wisconsin's run to the Final Four and the teams that it had to beat to get there, and you know, including Arizona. Well, you were part of that, right? In the Final Four run of 2000, Wisconsin beat Arizona back-to-back years in the Elite Eight, but there was just, you know, there wasn't any cute Cinderella slipping through there where the slipper didn't fit anymore late. I mean, it was always like you get Carolina, you get Arizona, and you know, so on and so forth. It will harden you, right? If nothing else, it gets you ready for the rest of the season playing a stretch of games like this.
It does. It really elevates the program. You know, guys that want to come to a Wisconsin, this is the kind of games they want to be a part of. So you're going to identify as an elite athlete in high school, or maybe even somebody who's possibly going to transfer. If you see this kind of schedule and you're thinking about coming here, that's definitely going to start putting you to lean further and further, because the top athletes, the top competitors want these kind of games.
Yeah, and the Arizona game, by the way, home and home. So we'll see the Wildcats the following year at the Kohl Center in Madison. So it's always fun, man. It's always fun. You get these games. It's great for college. It's great for the programs, obviously, as you're trying to answer the questions moving forward. But it's just great for college basketball. I mean, Saturday afternoon, That's old school, right? You got the rivalry, the rivalry game. It's hard to beat that, isn't it?
It's such a, and like you said, I think you put it right. Old school is exactly what it is. We were talking about before, the 7 o'clock games, the noon Saturdays. Like, those are the perfect time for NCAA basketball. It allows people to get here and enjoy the game, come with their kids. Saturdays, of course, you can do a lot more with those kind of days when they're in the mid part of the day. But yeah, it's just exciting for the program to be in a position to do this. But I think it's really smart. Whenever this was scheduled, probably 3 or 4 years ago, I forget how long they have to do this, but it just sets them up for such a nice run into the Big Ten.
All right, looking forward to it. The Badgers and Marquette coming up on Saturday, 11:30 tip at the Kohl Center. Back to wrap things up on Coach Guard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The countdown to saving design at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
"What even is that?"
and
"We're having that again?"
or
"Seriously?"
are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing. Or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Badger football fans, great tackling can happen off the gridiron too. Rough trail ahead, tough to-do list. In a Chevy truck, you can tackle any challenge that comes your way. There's Silverado, a legend in strength, capability, and technology. Or Colorado, with a durable, fully boxed frame and powerful engine choices to help you work smarter and play harder. See your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the 2023-24 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite school or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. That's TheDirectorsCup.com and L Director's Cup on Twitter. Trophies will be awarded in June 2024 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Looking ahead, the next couple of days, Big Ten games will begin. We mentioned the Badgers next Tuesday playing at Michigan State. Well, Friday, there are a pair of conference games. Maryland will take on Indiana. Purdue squares off with Northwestern. On Saturday, Illinois will be up in Piscataway to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And on Sunday, Minnesota and Ohio States will be opening up their Big Ten schedules. Non-conference game of note coming up this weekend, Nebraska 7-0. The Huskers with Fred Hoiberg taking taking on 15th-ranked Creighton. That game will be in Lincoln. Pretty notable start for the Huskers, but they certainly will be tested with their in-state rival coming up on Sunday. On Thursday, you got the Gophers taking on New Orleans, and the game is on Wednesday as we speak. Central Michigan and Ohio State, North Florida takes on the Iowa Hawkeyes. As for the Badgers, they have the Marquette Golden Eagles rolling into the Kohl Center on Saturday morning. Our coverage will start at 10:30, tip time set for 11:30. As the Badgers try to make it three straight wins in this series, one in overtime last year in Milwaukee, and one rather handily in Madison 2 years ago. We'll talk to you Saturday for the Badgers and Marquette on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.